News Talk Saturday.
This is going to get confusing now because I have another Shane in studio. Welcome back to Shane FM. Hi, Shane Hannan. How are you?
Good morning, Shane. How are things?
I'm very well. Thank you very much. Now, it's round two of the Six Nations. Ireland hosts Italy in the Aviva today at 2:10. Obviously, we suffered a heavy defeat in Paris last week. Italy are happy, though, because they arrive in Dublin buoyed by a victory over Scotland. Shane Hannan, senior producer of Off the Ball Weekend, is, as I say here, the Italians are known for being great lovers. Are they going to break Irish hearts on Valentine's Day?
I see what you've done there, Shane, and happy Slick. Valentine's Day to all who celebrate. It's one of those awkward ones for any Irish boyfriends out there, or husbands or fiancés that have forgotten flowers. The awkward thing is, your woman just has to walk out of the house and see all these dashing Italian men walking through the streets of Dublin today. And true, the players aren't bad either. It's one of those, like, Italy used to come to Dublin more in hope than expectation.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of expectation now with Italy after their win over Scotland last weekend. And they were really, really impressive in dour conditions in Rome. And Ireland, as you said, just weren't at the races against France in Paris last Thursday night.
Probably very, very upsetting to watch.
It was. And it was one of those performances you kind of felt, look, in the second half they were getting back into it a little bit, but any time Ireland got a small modicum of momentum going, the French just roped them in, and they have so many talented players like Biel Biri and Antoine Dupont. But the Italians, it's going to be more of a... They've always been the team that you say, oh, they're pretty to watch, and they bring passion.
Yeah.
But Italy bring more than passion now. They bring skill level, they bring mindset, they bring a little bit of flair as well. And I don't know, this is an awkward fixture for Ireland today. It's a homes, Shane, which is a positive.
That is true. But the Italy beating Scotland was a surprise win, yeah?
Surprise, yeah, not as much a surprise as maybe in recent years, but still a surprise. Scotland would have been fancied to go to Rome and pick up the result. But Italy, like, Garbisi is so experienced, Capuozzo, they have so many of these players who've been around a long, long time and have serious experience in the Six Nations as well. On the road, maybe Italy find it a little bit tougher. But I mean, when you look at the Ireland team today, as we were chatting about in the ad break, Andy Farrell has just rung the changes. And normally when we play Italy in the Six Nations, sometimes those changes are to blood new players and try new players out. This time it's very much on form.
We're going to see players that a lot of people have never heard of before.
Yeah, there is a little bit of that. Players that maybe have a few caps. Cormac Azachukwu is one with a few caps. Robert Balakoon is one with four caps. And his last cap for Ireland was in 2022 against Fiji. So it's been a while since he lined out, but he's been in serious form for Ulster. Six changes in all, Shane, to the team that played France in Paris. Nine changes in total if you include them. Match day 23, so three changes on the bench. But Cormac Azachukwu, like, he's a breath of fresh air, 26-year-old from Offaly, comes into the team, made his debut against Fiji in 2024, played against Georgia and Portugal last summer. So one of those exciting players that's come through. But to see him from the start is a bit of a statement from Andy Farrell as well. Some of the other changes just to mention, Captain Caelan Doris moves to 7, Jack Conan promoted from the bench to number 8 from the side that lost to France the last time out as well. A recall for James Lowe on the wing, and his form hasn't been great for Ireland, but he comes in for Jacob Stockdale. Craig Casey, interestingly, named at scrum half with Jemison Gibson-Park on the bench, and that pairing between Craig Casey and Sam Prendergast is going to be interesting today as well.
How important is it, the fact that it is going to be a packed home crowd at the Aviva? Have we got over the hangover of Paris, is what I want to know.
I think so. And the other thing is, rugby is such an attritional sport that because the game was on a Thursday night against France, and Italy of course played, I think it was the Sunday against Scotland, those 2 days extra rest for Ireland can't be underestimated as well. It hasn't really been mentioned in the build-up, but that will play a factor as well. And obviously Italy have to travel for this game. The home crowd, it's going to be interesting. The Aviva atmosphere, you can take it or leave it. Sometimes some fans think the music is too loud in the build-up. Certainly for the football matches, that can be the issue. But the crowd will get behind the team today. The key is, Shane, as always with the atmosphere, first 10 or 12 minutes. If Ireland can get a try on the board, give the crowd a reason to get behind the team, that would be key. But if Italy come out of the blocks quick, there's going to be a tension. There's going to be a nervousness, because if we lose to Italy, all of a sudden, you're not looking anywhere close to a top two finish in the Six Nations. And let's be honest, France and England are the favourites, but we need a win. We need a bonus point win this afternoon.
And we don't need to even hope for a bonus point loss. It needs to be a win.
Absolutely not.
Do you think we will win?
I'm always optimistic when it comes to Irish sports, Shane, and I'm going to opt for an Ireland win. Probably a narrower win than we're used to against the Italians, but we come into this game maybe with the heads down a little bit, but I think the changes actually bring a breath of fresh air. Edwin Odogbo, by the way, on the bench, it's an unbelievable story, set for his international debut. It's such a proud day for him and his family as well, and his brother Sean has been around the camp too, so really looking forward to this game. I'm going to go Ireland by maybe 9 or 10 points, Shane.
Okay, well, Off the Ball this afternoon from 1, we'll have updates throughout the afternoon, and you guys have a panel in as well straight after the game too. So that's all on the way from 1 o'clock here on News Talk. Did you get me flowers yet? No?
They're on the way in. Delivery. Okay. Yes.
Very good. All right. Thank you very much, Shane Hannan.
News Talk Saturday.